story that about the Nitziv, the Nitziv student of Itzalah Olajuwon. What happened was a simple story night. He was dancing with the Sefer Torah. He was dancing very hard, and unfortunately, someone got in the way. He didn't realize what happened to his feet, and the Sefer Torah fell. And so did Rav Itzalah. And everyone's running towards the Sefer Torah, and it's sitting in the back of the room. He screams out, "Pick up Itzalah before the Sefer Torah. Pick up Itzalah before the Sefer Torah." They pick up Itzel, and they kiss the Sefer Torah, they put it back on the table. Everyone's shocked. Usually when the Sefer Torah falls, pick up the Sefer Torah first. And they asked the Nitziv, they go over the Nitziv, and they said, "What's the story here?" He said, "You see Itzel, you see this person? He's a walking Sefer Torah. He's a walking Torah. The way he lives his life. How he's kind to others. Their day doesn't go by, he doesn't do a hidden act of kindness. It is a learn Torah and Da'at Hashem." That's why the Gemara says someone who just stands up for a sacred Torah, but doesn't stand up for a Talmud Chacham, is a fool. Because a Talmud Chacham is a walking sacred Torah. Leah just said in the last kingdom, he said, you're comforted by the Torah. You're comforted by the Torah. But there was a time in our lives when we didn't have the Torah. If you look on pages 14, 15, Kina called Sha'ali Zrufa Ba'ish. This Kina was written by Rabbi the Maharam Grunenberg, 1242. The Kina describes 24 wagon loads of Sifrei Torah. Excuse me, not of Sifrei Torah. 24 wagon loads filled with Gemaras and Rishonim and Achronim burnt on Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, 1242. Can you just imagine? We saw a lot of fires last night. Can you imagine watching 24 wagon loads of Sfarim being burnt and you can't do anything about it? Pretty intense. But what I think the message of really the video, and really the message of his kid as well, is even though sometimes you might not have the Torah, and maybe in 1242 they 24 wagons, they saw it burning. We didn't have those as leaders, we didn't have that Torah to comfort us because it was being burned. But the message of the video was in the man of Vilna, he said we didn't have the Sifrei Torah at Simchas Torah night to dance with. But they had those children to dance with. And even though there were only two children left in the whole building, they had those children to dance with. And those kids were the walking Sefer Torah. And each and every single person in this room is a Sefer Torah. Don't think that you don't matter. Don't think that, why does Hashem care about my Shmon Esrei? Why does Hashem care about my acts of kindness? If you would fall down, and a Sefer Torah would fall down at the same time, I hope everyone would know that every single person here in this room is just as valuable, just as significant as a Sefer Torah. To close, my wife's grandfather was on a death march. At the end of the war, the Nazis saw that they were going to lose, but they still wanted to bring out as much pain and suffering of Jewish people. So they had something called death marches, where they had the Jews walk miles and miles, barely any clothing, in the winter, in the snow. And my wife's grandfather was on one of these marches. And it was hours of just walking. And he was walking and walking and walking, and it came to a point where he couldn't do it anymore. He fell over to the side of the road, and he fell into some snow, and he couldn't do it. And his brother, Elio, just passed away a few years ago, he runs over to him and says, "Moshe Chaim, get up! We survived this long, just a few more days." He said, "Elio, I'm so sorry. Please tell Mommy and Daddy if they survived. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. I physically can't get up." And he talked to him inside the road, encouraging him, but nothing was doing. And suddenly he went over to him and he said to him, "Let's learn a little Torah together." Let's learn a few Mishnahs that he remember learning before the war by heart. And he started learning a little bit of the Torah. He was ready to die on the side of the road. because he learned for 4 or 5 minutes, I'm not sure where the Nazi soldiers were, he got some sort of energy that picked him up and kindled the Sefer Torah within him to survive the war. Let's make sure right now when we say this, to remember how important each and every one of us are that we're walking the Sefer Torah. Page 14, Shalos. I'm